Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
So where are you on this, Reggie? Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, we cut that. Yeah, I'm in the mix on that song.
How many people are in that song?
There's about, there's me, Michael. I mean, it's me, Dennis. Let's see, it's me. No, it's me and Neil Smith and two, three little children singing "School's Out for Summer." It's pretty interesting, and how it all came together. The school, we went to Puerto Rico, and we went down there to work up there, and we were there for 7 days in a rock festival. So I sit there with Michael and Dennis. And
I like how he said that. Did you catch that? Did anyone catch that?
Which part?
What's that?
We went to Puerto Rico at a rock festival to work.
We were there, and of course, you know, Rod Stewart was there, and we got to know him, and Jay Giles Band, and
wow,
and so there was a lot of rock stars on the show with us, and so we went there, and then I sat with Dennis and Michael and GB. I call him GB. His real name's Glenn Buxton. He was the lead guitar player, and I had showed him some riffs of Chuck Berry. It goes da 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 da. And he started liking that. And then he came up with the idea of school.
What kid doesn't like that song? What high school kid particularly, right?
Well, I like it. It sold about 3 to 4 million.
Reggie, who do you think, do you have one rock star that influenced you the most, or they all had their part?
I think the one that I met and he asked me to come on stage and was Roy Orbison.
Oh, I love his stuff.
And Roy was quite the gentleman. I was driving in Detroit one night, and it was raining like cats and dogs, that old saying. And it was coming down so hard, and I went by a bowling alley, and it said, "Tonight, Roy Orbison appearing." I couldn't believe it. Roy Orbison was playing at a bowling alley. I went in and I asked the pastor, I said, "Roy," he says, "Yeah, he's playing in the lounge tonight." This is 1968, 1969. And so I went in there, and I ran home, changed clothes, and threw my guitar in the trunk. Because when I was a boy, I bought all of Roy Orbison's records and Chuck Berry records when I was a boy. And I was 10 years old, and I'm buying their records, you know. And
45s, I guess.
45s, yeah.
I had some.
Yeah, and 45s. Yeah, they were pretty cool, you know. And so anyway, I went in there, and then I went that night, and then and they only had about 80 people in the lounge, and it was pretty, you know, kind of crowded, but that's all it would hold. And everything. And there he was. He was sitting in the corner, and he had all black on. He had his little sunglasses on. He got up and he started going around introducing himself to different people. And all of a sudden, here he comes over to my table. And I'm almost passing out. And it's Roy Orbison himself. He says, "Good evening. I'm Roy Orbison." And it was like a Clark Gable movie, Gone with the Wind. You know, the way he talked and everything, like I couldn't believe it. I was shaking, and I said, "I'm Reggie Vince," and I could hardly get it out. I said, "I've been a fan since I was 10 years old. I bought all your records. I went out, got a guitar, and I learned all your songs. You know, you play guitar." And I says, "Yeah," and I said, "I just did some shows with Etta James." And he said, "You play with Etta James?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You must be pretty good." And I said, "Well, I don't know. I just play a little music, you know." And so we sit there and talk. And then before long, he says, "Well, you know what? I tell you what." He says, "Would you like to come on stage and perform?" And I almost passed out.
That night you did?
Yeah. Yeah. And he says, I'll start a few songs. How would you like to do Only the Lonely?" I said, "I know it by heart." I said, "I know all your songs by heart." He said, "Well, I'll introduce you." He says, so he got up and sung about 4 or 5 songs with his band. And he says, "Well, tonight I got a young man that, when he was 10 years old, started buying my records, and he's here and he plays guitar. And I've never heard him perform, but I'm going to invite him up on stage to perform with me." He said, "Well, he was such a gentleman."
And very generous, it sounds.
Yeah,
like.
And very nice. So I went up on stage and went, "Dum, dum, 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 dee, doo, wah. Only the lonely." And he started, and I jumped right in and started doing it. It was quite the evening. Then after we'd done that, he said, "You know this one?" He went, "Do, do, 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 do." started going, went right into Pretty Woman.
Of all the things you remember at a bowling alley with Roy Orbison.
Yeah, with Roy Orbison.
That's pretty cool.
But he, so you asked me the question, who was, and I think he was the nicest entertainer that I ever met was Roy Orbison.
And, you know, stories like that, it's not something you hear in today. You know, you can't even, the stage is so separated, you would never go into a bowling alley and see somebody. I mean, at this time, Roy had a 10, 12 records out by?
He had a lot of big records during
I want to know how a bowling alley afforded to have Roy Orbison perform for only 80 people. Yeah, his cousin.
That's a true story, though. That's exactly what happened.
Talking with Rockabilly Hall of Fame, Rockin' Reggie here at Rosie on the House. More after Bottom of the Hour News.